I've said that the afternoon service seemed like the hardest service, but I don't know. Seemed like this is the end of this one. I believe the hardest time looked like it is when you get ready to depart. I appreciate being here. I've appreciated that. When I started this trip, I didn't understand it altogether. I left home the 16th of last month, and I didn't understand it. And I guess today I've been gone a month. I left home with four people and myself, and I got here with 20. And if I had room, probably be some more leaving here wanting to go somewhere else. But we're thankful for the work of the Lord. We were stirred in our heart last night at the message. And something that is clear to my mind, before I say it, I'd like to say this. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, I urge you, give your heart to God. If you're here this morning and you're not in the place that you should be in, I urge you, get that fixed with God. My thought this morning has to do, I guess, with a summary of what all we've had. Now we're going home. And I'm going to face the enemy. And you are too. But one thing that stirred me last night with Brother Mascreedy, let us rally together to fight.
Amen.
My subject this morning is fight. You bear with us and pray for us. Realize without the Lord we can do nothing at all. And whatever we've got in this meeting, I'm willing to guarantee you, you're going to have to fight to keep it. Every testimony, every little help that you said you've gotten this meeting, and you're going to have to fight to keep it. The devil is going to contest us. But I also found out that, and I can appreciate Brother Herschel's life. My mind goes back very much to when we first kind of met. And the thing that has held me and working close with him and some of the other brethren is their life. He and I made a commitment to each other, and I believe it's still standing today. By the word of God, we're going to bind ourselves to one another. By the word of God, the thing that will separate us would be if one of us go back into sin or both of us going back, something will have to separate us like that. But by the word of God, that's what keeps us together. Not because we're friends. Friends will fall out, don't you know it? Not because we're friends, but because we both have a desire to live and to please God. Our love for God. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men into me. And I'm saying this to all of us here today. I didn't come all the way here for the ride. There's some pretty mountains going up and down, but I didn't. It's a long way to come for the ride. I tell you, it's a long way. And 19 folks with you, it's a long way. Somebody said preachers eat fried chicken and drive Cadillacs. I'm a different with you. I'm driving somebody else's bus and eating bologna. Bless God.
We've ate so much bologna and salami coming this way, the boy said, please, no more bologna. Lord, help us. But for the gospel.
Amen.
For the gospel. I'm willing to fight.
Amen.
It's worth every nickel.
Yes.
It's worth every mile.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. Now you see them 2,500 miles going back one way and going back down again, it won't seem as far.
But I want you to know here that my hearts have been touched.
Yes.
And it's my desire for the brethren here to rally together to fight.
Yes.
That's my desire.
Yes.
Oh, listen. Somebody said, brother, we sure wish we could have you down in Bakersfield. Wait a minute. If God do not send us back this way, you can rally together. Go down in Bakersfield and Pacoma and rally to fight.
Bless God.
Fight against the evil of the devil.
Amen.
I like to see brethren when they link up together.
Yes.
Get their mind together for the same purpose, for the same cause, for the same spirit.
Yes.
Get together, rally together, and when it's time for camp meeting, oh Lord, bless us. Now here I go. Singers, rally together to fight.
Amen.
You know why we had a good meeting? It's not because we're here. Because you prayed for it.
Amen.
You prayed for it, and now God has given it to you.
Amen.
Now, since I prayed for it, what am I going to do now? I'm going to have to fight.
Amen.
The devil's hand. We're going to have to fight now, folks. I like to see brethren make covenants to one another, bound by the word of God, that I will be faithful to you, and you being faithful to me, we're going to dig in this thing and fight for the cause of God.
Amen.
You know, I marvel at people out in the world, how when they get their mind together, they're going to do something. I seen a group of folks build a building. Now, mind you, a set organization build a building in 3 days.
Right.
3,000 people showed up. They worked 24 hours a day for 3 days. After the third day, they was worshiping. They had carpenters. They had cement. The cement men was pouring the floor. The carpenter starting on the back end, putting up the frame. Roofers. They had the works. Everybody showed up. 3,000 workers. They worked around the clock for 3 days. And after the third day, they was having worship service. I'm all at that.
Yes.
Lord, help the people of God.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord, to rally to fight against the devil. When we hear there's a problem going on, when we hear there's something going on that the devil is involved in it, let's get in and fight. I believe we need to make some commitments to one another.
Yeah.
I believe we need to look one another in the eye at an altar prayer. Oh, listen. See, Brother Eric Wilson is one of them covenant-making brothers. He's a covenant-making brother. We was in a meeting in Maryland, and he said, brother, let's make a covenant. If somebody would walk in there, I don't know what. We was all locked up. He said, hug me, brother. And we was kind of locked up, and we were trying to pray. He said, pray. I'm locked up here. He believed in making covenants, bless God. And when we locked up and prayed, I said, Lord, help us here. How did we get in this kind of a fix? But I'm going to tell you something. I believe we as brethren need to make covenants, as sisters need to make covenants to one another and before God, binding with the word of God, that we're going to fight for the cause of God.
Amen.
I won't let down the standard. Me either, brother.
Amen.
Wherever you are, wherever I am, let's fight.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to mean something to fight.
Yes.
If you're not saved, you won't even begin to start the fight.
No.
You don't know where the fight's going.
Amen.
But all those of us that have gotten saved in this meeting, those of us that have gotten help in this meeting, I urge you, at the sound of the word of God, let's rise to the battle.
Amen.
Well, as one scripture I always like to read when I'm leaving out of a camp meeting, and it's not in the thought altogether, But I want to read it to you because it's precious to me, and this seemed like the Lord gave me this. And whenever we leave out of a camp meeting, we try to read it. 55th chapter of Psalms, verse 14, it said, we took sweet counsel together. So we took sweet counsel together, and we walked into the house of God in company. That's togetherness to me.
Amen.
That's helping me to know that that's togetherness.
Yes.
Well, you pray for us, and as we take you through the scriptures a little bit here, somebody going to need to help read for me. And over in 1 Chronicles, keep in mind now that the thought that we have this morning is to fight. To fight for the cause of God. To fight for each other. Don't you know when one brother sees another brother is faithful and true? I'll tell you what draws me to this brother behind me. It's his life, his consecration to God. And listen, there are times when God will come on the scene. And oh, I look at him and I wonder, he is a crazy preacher. He says, I love God.
Amen.
Can't run me out of town just like that. I love God. I said, Lord, help me be crazy too.
Yes.
Amen. Help me to be crazy too. Help me to get right into this thing and give my all. You know what encourages me? If I see somebody trusting God and living for God and loving God, that encourages me. Oh, may God help us.
Yeah.
All right, over in 1 Chronicles, the 11th chapter. Somebody begin reading at verse 9. You pray for us.
Yeah.
So David waxed greater and greater.
Don't you know we're going to wax greater and greater if we take what we got in this meeting and begin to apply it to our lives and to our hearts and say, Lord, whatever you have given me now, I want to start it with prayer. I want to make a covenant with God today. I want to settle it in my heart. This is what I believe. Listen, the sister said, who all believe they found the true church, everybody stood up. Now, if you found the true church, do I believe in the doctrine? Bless God. If I believe in the doctrine, let's rally to fight for it.
Amen.
This is precious.
Amen.
You know, when I moved down where I was talking to my wife. They said, fella, you're going to have to fight to keep her. Bless your soul. I said, well, I'm going to have to fight then. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, folks. They meant business. And guess what? I did too. Amen. I had to fight to keep her. Well, I won. I still got her. Amen. I mean, I had to fight. You don't come in here, he said, and you take our girl out. You're going to have to fight for her. Well, I couldn't run. So I had to fight. Oh, listen. If you and I would take the counsel that God has given us and blessed us in our soul with, you and I can leave out of here and fight a good fight of faith. We can lay hold of eternal life and we can make heaven. I'm going to tell you something. When I see, and I say again, when I see somebody is trusting God, living for God, won't back down from the word, brother, I'm not. That's my kind of living.
Amen.
That's my kind of living. See, I'm one of them old fellows that I don't run off and leave you. You run off and leave me. We both run together. Praise God. But if we're going to fight, let's fight.
Yes.
Well, David waxed greater and greater, for the Lord was with him.
Yes.
Read on.
These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had.
Now listen, you know with folks like this behind you, you can fight good. When you've got some brethren that are consecrated to the cause of God, that are willing to die. Now, hold on now, preacher. Here's the secret to it. Here's the whole secret. Lord, I'm willing to die before I go back. Now, Lord, we read to make the kind of consecration now we need. I'm willing to die for this thing. Before I go back, I'll die. Amen. Well, this preacher's talking about dying. We're going to die anyway. We're all headed to the mother dust. We're going to die anyway. I surely would rather die trusting God and living for God than to just to die out of God. Oh, listen. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had. I like this. When I read this, I get encouraged. Read on.
Who strengthened themselves within his kingdom.
They strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom. Read on.
And with all Israel.
And with all Israel.
To make him king.
According to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. Read.
And this is the number of the mighty men whom David
had. Listen, you ain't got a whole lot of folk can fight like this. But I'm going to say to us today, the thoughts and things that we got out of this meeting, if you've got help in your soul, we urge you to scorch it with prayer, to really lay it down on the line and say, Lord, I see it like that, I believe it, and I'm going to live to that cause. If you don't, if we don't do it that way, the devil is going to come in and he's going to have us going another way. Already in this meeting, the devil has been trying to work. And trying to lead ones off on the side and tell them, well, I don't see it just like the preacher preached it. Yeah. See how the devil is working? Undermining. Yeah. Pull you off on the side. Listen, if you can't say it in the open, don't pull me on the side. Yeah. Brother Jerry, bless my soul, he said, fella come up to him on a whisper. He said, listen, I'm open before God. Don't go to whispering to me. Got a lot of whispering.
Amen.
Something wrong with all that whispering. Yeah. Can you eat? You know, I fell down that way and said, can you eat your cabbage twice?
Yeah.
Amen. Lord help us.
Amen.
You know, you get the devil already undermining and undercutting, pulling you off on the side and try to lead, let you go home with a different thought.
Amen.
Do you believe God sent this meeting? I do.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart.
Amen.
I accept everything he sent. See how the devil works? You're going to have to fight. The devil has a little way of he'll come along and put a thought in your mind. He won't tell you everything, just put a thought.
Yeah.
And then you going off like this, scratching your head, wondering what is he talking about. May God help us. I want to urge you today, that's the kind of spirit you want to fight against. Any kind of spirit that's going to undermine the word of God and going to have with you with doubts and confusion, you get rid of it.
Amen.
That's not of God.
Amen.
Oh, God help us. What you've got in this meeting, if you don't settle it and scotch it with prayer and asking God to bless us and help us and keep us, I'm going to tell you something. When you go home, you won't be much of a battle warrior. Somebody said, Lord, thank you for helping me to humble my heart. Now, you know what you're going to have to do to stay there? You're going to have to get a hold of God, stay there, because I'll tell you what, the devil will try to get you to raise up again. Oh, listen, he'll get you to raise up again. Notice here, read now. Now you know that this fella hit me, didn't it? He lifted up his spear and slain 300 in one time. Before he stopped, 300 devils he got rid of.
All right.
He got rid of 300 old devils just was hanging around trying to drain him of his spirituality. Oh, I like this. All right, read on. After him, listen. Read. He was one of the three mighty. Read.
You brother David and there the Philistines
were gathered together to battle. Little old piece of ground, little old standard they were trying to hold up and hold together with.
Right.
Just one little old standard. I'm not going to let it down, brother. I'm going to stand right with it. We're going to get together and we're going to fight together. We're going at this thing together. And they stood right in the midst of that parcel of ground. And they fought. Oh, you know it means something to hold the standard.
Amen.
It means something. I'll tell you something. If I lower the standard that much, by the time my smallest child gets up to be of age, it's going to have a big gap in it. The scripture says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. It's hard to keep when you put baking soda or baking powder in when you put it in there. Well, I'm just going to leaven one part of this thing. I'm not going to leaven the whole thing. I'm going to put just a little bit in and leaven just half of it. When you get it out of the oven, the whole thing is swollen up. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. We're going to have to fight for this standard. Did you know it? We're going to have a battle against the errors and the devil coming in telling me and you, oh, you don't have to do all this to live like that and you still can make heaven. You don't have to do that. You notice your spiritual life. You notice your own spirit. Yes. If folks will settle down long enough, they can hear God dealing with them.
Yes.
I see sometimes somebody come in service and they don't have the dress long enough. Why are they going to pull it on it?
Yes,
who told you to pull it down? They're trying to stretch it. If I had a needle and thread, I'd sew some more material on it. The convicting power of God deals with that.
Amen.
You know when you sit down, you ain't comfortable, you stretch it.
Amen.
What makes you stretch?
Whoa.
The Holy Ghost does it.
Yes.
Lots of time, if folks will settle down long enough, we can feel the Holy Ghost dealing with us.
Amen.
Oh, I don't believe it just like that, preacher. Everywhere you go, you have some people that's going to disagree with you. Did you know that?
That's right.
But I know one thing. You can disagree with me all you want to. But when you get time to go to heaven, I sure don't want God disagreeing with me. Oh, we're going to have to fight for the standard. We're going to have to fight to be examples. We're going to have to fight pride. That's a good one, isn't it? We're going to have to fight the way we feel. You know, you ever, somebody gets something in their mind the way they want to do it, and they're going to do it. They just about going to do it just because they got it in their mind to do it. It's hard to change it. But I urge you today, there is a standard for God's people. There is a standard in the Word of God that will help us to measure to all the Word of God.
Amen.
And we're going to have to fight for it.
Amen.
All right, read. Notice. And the people fled from before the Philistine.
They set themselves in the midst of that part.
They set themselves. Now notice, it's some things in this we're going to have to do. They set themselves in the midst of that parcel.
And delivered it.
And delivered it.
To the Philistine.
All right, read.
And the Lord saved them by a great deliverance.
God will help us if we put an effort. You know, somebody said, well, when I get back home, I want y'all to pray for me that I stay saved. Well, bless your soul. How bad do you want to stay saved?
Amen.
This fellow come in and Lord, he needed a new hand. He said, Lord, I want a hand. So be it. You can have it if you want it. Amen. Listen, we can live for God if we want to. We can stay true if we want to.
Amen.
Oh, listen. We're talking about fighting. We're talking about fighting for what's right. And what is true. And let me show you something. You ever had, you went out maybe with your wife and maybe you was on one end of the corner and some fella kind of looking over at her? You let him know who you were. If you didn't do no more but clear your throat. You let him know who you were. All right now. What you clearing your throat for? You let You better look a little further. That belongs to me. This belongs to the children of Israel. This belongs to us. Every piece of ground that the sole of your foot tread upon, it is yours. Every little old corner is yours. Victory is ours. And we can get it. We don't have to be pressed down living below our privileges. You want more faith? You can have it.
Amen.
Oh, may God help us. But you're going to have to fight for it. Now, you figure you come down to the altar and say, Lord, give me some faith. You think you're going to get it just in a bottle? No. God's going to send some things your way to help your faith to be increased.
Yeah.
You want it to be humble? You said, Lord, humble my heart. Bless your soul. Here it comes.
Yeah.
right in some of them old hard tests and trials. See, a lot of folks think, somebody say, well, I need shut up grace. Woo, bless the Lord. Now that's a good one, isn't it? I need shut up grace. Well, how do you shut up when somebody's sticking you? Shut up. Amen. You're gonna have to fight to shut up. Somebody say, well, when it get up here, you press it down. When it get up here, it got too far anyway. Amen. You should have started pressing it down when that feeling started down here.
Yes. That's right.
Amen. Listen, those things that we've been seeking God for in this meeting, if you and I don't press and fight for it, we won't keep it.
Amen.
The very time you pray to God give you grace to shut up, somebody gonna come to step on your head. I've seen folks come back down to the altar for the same thing. Oh, what you coming for? Shut up, Grace. What you coming for? Shut up, Grace. You ain't shut up yet. What's the matter? You haven't shut up yet? You missing it then.
Yes, that's right.
A lot of folks think God just going to zip your mouth up. No, he's not.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you when we shut up. When it comes down to fighting for God, we get quiet.
That's
the time to open up now.
Yes.
Whoa, you ain't going to shut me up. You remember that man when he wanted to see the son of David? Thy son of David, have mercy on me. You remember the call?
Yeah.
Oh, be quiet. Shut up. He don't want that. He hollered the louder.
Amen.
He got louder.
Amen.
I can imagine somebody maybe holding him down, trying to put a hand over his mouth. Man, be quiet. Mary!
Amen.
I'll bite you, you fuck. Get out of the way. I want to see Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to have to fight for what we have.
Amen.
Oh, listen. We've all said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and you're going to do this. Sure enough, the devil heard it too.
Yeah.
And we're going to see. We're going to see. You know, when you back up on God, when you've been made all kind of commitments and back up on God, and then someone come along and the next time you try to get back to God to get him, the devil going to discourage you even more. Oh, may God help us. We're talking about fighting. Now, I'm not talking about I'm going to get my gun, you're going to miss him. Oh, we're going to get to that. I'm going to have to fight my old attitude. All right, now. Let me see the hands of all you've been hurt.
Woo!
Come on, now. Let me see the hands that you've been hurt. You ain't never been hurt. You don't know what it is. If you haven't been hurt, you don't know how to forgive.
That's right.
You don't know how to forgive if you haven't been hurt. Man, I'll tell you something. It takes some fasting and praying to turn some things loose.
Yeah.
Been hurt deep.
Amen.
And I was talking to brother last night. And I had did a job for a fella. And he took my money. My. That's right. Took my money. He took $20,000 from me. And told me, I'm not giving it to you. Yeah, that hurt. And my wife is saying to me, honey, we don't have any money. What are we going to do? I go back to him again. I said, sir, would you please pay me? No. You can't do me this way. No. I caught a bus. And I went to Mississippi for a whole week. You know what to do? Get out in them woods and holler and call on God and pray. To forgive him. I had to fight it. I had to really battle against forgiving him. He took bread out of my family's mouth. I had to turn it loose. Then I went to court. Then some fellow suing me and taking me to court. As I sat up in the court, the judge looked at me. He said, the only way you can get it, you got to sue him. Uh-oh. I got up. I left out of court. I said, if the Lord don't deal with him, I won't sue him. I won't sue him. I gave it up. Somebody said, well, did the Lord give it to you yet? No. I tell you what he did give me. He gave me grace to fight against the attitude that I'd have had against the fellow. See what I'm talking about? I'm talking about hurt.
Somebody hurts you, and here you go, you can't respond right. You need to get forgiveness. We've got to fight, folks.
Amen.
Brother done hurt me, and I hard me to work alongside of him. Hard me to link up with him, and we go hand in hand. Because I'm still dwelling on the hurt. Oh, listen, if you haven't been hurt, you don't know what forgiveness is. Somebody say, oh, I forgive you. It's a little deeper than that.
Yes.
Brother, you got to get down before God, and you're going to have to fast and pray and ask God to help you to turn it loose.
Yes.
Hurt goes deep.
Yes.
Well, I had to get grace. Took me a week to get it. But I got it. When I came back on the scene, you know that same man wanted me to work for him again. Lord have mercy. Now the test comes. Oh, you already owe me, and what's going to happen? You think you're not going to pay me anymore? Woo, Lord, please. Have mercy. We got to fight, folks. Another little time, I was in Guthrie, had a camp meeting, and there I was tired. And I came in, and I got in the bed there, and we was in the bed with some of the younger fellas. And I don't know, I fell off to sleep and snoring, I guess. And I woke up in a rush, and somebody had wrapped a quilt around my head. So I come from under the cover and trying to get my breath. And so I said, who did that? The little fellow over there, about 16, he said, I did. I said, you can't go around putting cover on folks' head. You might hurt somebody. I didn't hurt you, did I? You were snoring and I didn't want to hear it. And I'm standing up looking at him. He got up and stood toe-to-toe to me and put his nose on mine and said, what you going to do about it? Woo-wee! Glory to God! You're talking about had to have some grace then, didn't you? You know it. What you gonna do about it? I said, Lord, help me. And I made a vow face. And I went the other way. I'm gonna tell you something. We got to fight, folks. The devil come up here and a little 16-year-old fella called me lose my salvation. No. And I'm going to tell you something. When you hit him the first time, you're going to keep whipping. You ain't going to hit him and stop. Lord, help us here.
Amen.
Folks, I'm talking about we got to have to fight. We got to fight these old funny feelings. We got to fight these old attitudes. We got to fight these hurts.
Amen.
I've been holding a grudge against you for that long. It's time to drop that thing and link up and let's fight for the cause of God.
Yes.
Well, he was wrong. You are too, because you've been holding it so long.
Yes.
Amen. That's where the wrong's at. Which one of you can first humble your heart and say, oh, I'm sorry if I offended you, brother. Please forgive me. Oh, I tell you, Abraham did it to Lot. He didn't have to take Lot with him, but he did.
Yes.
Got over that Lot and stood up and got himself built up, and he want to take the best of the land. I don't want all that dry stuff. Give me something green. He got up and he chose what he want. Abram, I can see him in his own little humility. Nephew, you go on. And you take whatever you can take. Oh, I know the devil was hanging around there saying, now, you don't have to give him nothing. God gave it to you. You didn't even have to bring him along. But now you see what he's doing you? You see? And Abraham, he didn't go to feeling bad saying, you know you're telling me the truth. You know they got folks actually sit down and talk to the devil and don't be knowing. They sit down, the devil comes in, going to talking to him, and they say, that's right, you know that's right. We're going to have to fight, folks. We're going to have to fight. Everything you got in this meeting, if the old attitude has been cleared up, I'm going to tell you, start it with prayer and keep it cleared up. Oh, may God help us. We're entering into a battle. We're going to have to fight for it. You pray for me. I am determined by the mercy of God to live all of this.
Yeah.
If it's something that I don't know, if it's something that I don't understand, God, give me understanding. I will do it. See, when you come to my house, I ain't got to hide nothing.
Amen.
I ain't got to push nothing under the cover. Slide it back. Hide it. Call me before you come.
No.
Well, the reason you call me before you come, I can have something cooked for you. I don't want you to get there and you're hungry. But if you decide to come without calling, come on.
Amen.
See, I don't have to hide anything. Listen, folks, we're going to have to uncover everything.
Amen.
I hired a fellow to work for me one time. And I had given my instructions. I said, all right, fellas, I said, no drinking on the job. I said, if I catch any grass on the job, you're fired without any questions.
All right.
You fired without any questions at all.
Yeah.
I said, if you're drinking, no drinking on my job. So I left one day and went off, and I came back. And well, when I came back another route, see. And here this fellow, he had a big old 16-ounce can of Budweiser or something or another, and he was a-drinking. Somebody looked up and said, oh, here come Brother Kimball. And he eased it under the thing. Well, I act like I didn't see it. And I went over to him. He said, how you been today? I said, didn't you know I didn't allow drinking on my job? No, I didn't know. I sure didn't know. I said, well, why did you hide it? If you didn't know I didn't allow drinking, you could have stayed right there and drank it. And then I'll come up and told you. All right, since you didn't know, I'm giving you a chance. No more of that on my job. But because you tried to hide it,
all right,
because you slipped it under there, you knew. You knew. Let me tell you something. Let's get everything out in the open and deal with it.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, listen, folks. I'm talking about fighting. I'm talking about fighting a good fight. I'm talking about going all the way. It's going to take more than, oh, I got saved. The devil heard you say it. And you're going to have to prove you're saved. Praise God. All right, let's read on. They set themselves in the midst of this little piece of ground, and they were determined that they was going to fight for it. Somebody come along, no doubt, and say, well, it ain't worth all this fighting. This little old frivolous thing is nothing. You know, it's nothing. They got folks giving their lives and holding out to the gospel, and others saying it's not nothing.
That's
giving their lives for it, and others say, oh, it's not nothing.
Come on.
When I come among the saints, I noticed that they didn't wear ties. All right now.
Yeah.
I noticed that they didn't wear ties.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like them anyway. I always said, fella put a tie around his neck is just in some kind of thing somebody can drag you down the street and beat you half to death. You ever got something caught up in the car door when it went to take off? Hey, hold it, stop, wait a minute. Can you imagine that thing around your neck? Somebody comes along and say, well, we're going to make some allowances and you can wear it if your business called for it, one thing. I don't know about that altogether. Let me tell you something. I know some brethren that have lost their jobs because they didn't put it on. Now, if he loses his job and you saying it's all right, I can't deal with that. You got to help me.
Amen.
We got two standards, or what we got? One standard for all. If I be lifted up. Well, if you're going to get in behind me, you might as well get your tennis shoes on. But I'm ready to run now, bless God. I'm ready to fight. Can you see when folks going to make an allowances for things, we don't know what to do. Our young people come up, don't know what to do. Because we're making allowances. Let's stop making allowances. Let's go back to the drawing board. It wasn't hard for me. It wasn't hard for me at all. All I wanted to know, Lord, what do you want? Now, I'm telling you something. And I didn't pull it off because the preacher told me to pull it off.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Came into my closet.
Amen.
And undressed me.
Amen.
Amen. You heard me talk about them old big high heel shoes I used to wear to make myself 6 foot almost. The Holy Ghost uncovered me. Here I go sit around the saints and I'm way up there, green shoes.
Yes, sir.
Green hat. Can you imagine that?
Lord.
And I'm seeing the saints playing and just putting up their hands and saying, glorify God. And here I'm back here with this thing on. Fast as I get home, I start undressing. I start going down through the closet. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
I'll tell you something. Somebody said, well, give me some principles.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we can get ourselves pinned against the wall.
Yeah.
That we're going to have a principle. All right, that's good. But listen, let's give room for the Holy Ghost to work in your life and mine. Dig deep, Holy Ghost. When I begin to come convicted, I was away from the saints, folks. I was away from the saints. God began to work with me, and I began to see in brethren how they loved God and how they was giving in life for this thing. When I was with Sister Fuller, oh, it was easy. She wanted to go down and get something done. She could have either went down and got something done. Her last words to me was on her bed, she said, come on. Praise God. Come on. Don't let nothing hinder you.
Amen.
Folks, I mean it.
Amen.
I mean what I'm doing. I'll sacrifice my wife and children for this thing. I mean what I'm doing.
Amen.
Oh, listen. If you can't mean it like that, if you can't get a hold of it like that, I'm going to tell you something. You won't make it.
Amen.
We're going to have it settled in our heart. I'm going all the way with God.
Amen.
Well, those little old things don't mean a whole lot. We can just skip over that. It means a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why it means a lot. Because if I'm getting it here, and the Lord dealing with me, and I'm saying, you saying, well, it don't mean much, I'm already confused. If I didn't think and believe that this was the truth and God had dealt with me, I'd have been turned around and went the other way.
Yes, that's so.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of discouraging things.
Amen.
That didn't discourage me, but could have.
Amen.
I've seen a lot of things, a lot of old attitudes. Put my eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
I got my eyes on the prize. Somebody come up and say, well, I can do that. You can do it if you want. If you can make heaven with it, go ask your business. I can't do it.
Amen.
Somebody come along and say, well, what you been teaching? I teach it just like this. The word brings it out.
Yes, praise
God. Just like the agreement. Oh, listen. May God help us. If we're going to live for God, we're going to have to settle it. And I'm going to tell you something. Wives, move back and let your husband go. You know, some wives can hinder their husband because of the love. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I will do it, but I love my wife and I can't. I'm going to tell you something. I was going through a hot battle at home. Woo, was it hot too? I'm going to tell you something. I was going through a hot battle. And oh, I wanted my wife to be sharp, so you start being kind to me. But all seemed like the devil got in, and I was really facing the battle. So one day, we were just lying there in the bed, and she said, honey, if you would let me have just a small television, you know them little bitty ones, won't nobody know it. And I'll keep it in the room, and it'll just be me. And old devil told me, he said, she'll be a good wife to you then. I'll go to some meetings. Ooh, that sounded like that would be encouraging with it. And as I lay there and mewed with that for a little while, and I looked at that thing and thought about it and thought about it, something inside of me said, no! Well, I won't be good to you. I can't help it. No.
Amen.
Wives, back off.
Amen.
Let that man follow God.
Amen.
Amen. Husbands, get out of the way of them sisters trying to live for God. Lord help us. We're going to have to fight to keep this thing going right. I'm getting hot right through here. You can feel the heat. You know when you're trying to preach the word, it's like sometimes you can feel it coming back at you. Yeah. You hitting it and they're throwing it back. Listen, let's quit throwing it back and catch it. Got it. Put it in your pocket. Hold on to it. May God help us. Lord, help us here. We're going to throw the right thing. We're going to throw the thing out that's going to help our soul.
Yes, Lord.
We're throwing it back. Oh, preacher, I don't want this. Catch it and keep it.
Amen.
Can you see you got to be crazy to preach this truth?
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? One preacher came through and preached the truth like that one time. You know what? He was trying to get home and they gave him $4. And he had 1,000.